Workforce development with on-the-job training may hold the key to economic recovery after the COVID-19 pandemic.
The traditional educational model of you can get your certificate in a year and a half or 2 years doesn't do a lot of good to somebody who's unemployed right now.
That's Chris Setti, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 14th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett kicked off this week. Ryan Denham has more.
Senator Dick Durbin didn't mince words Monday morning as the hearings got underway.
Your nomination for a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land comes before us under a cloud.
Illinois senior Democratic senator says President Trump is rushing his nominee through the process for several reasons. One is the election itself.
President Trump has made it clear he wants another of his appointees on the Supreme Court before the election, because he anticipates court challenges over the vote.
Durbin also joined his Democratic colleagues in expressing concerns that Barrett could prove a crucial vote toward dismantling the Affordable Care Act. But there are other issues, too.
Voting rights, civil rights, the right to privacy and choice, environmental protection, gun safety laws, marriage equality, Dreamers, work protection. These are the stakes. If we wait just a few more days, we'll know what the American people have to say.
Durbin pointed to what he calls a brazen flip-flop from Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on how to handle court nominees in an election year. That's a reference to President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland, which McConnell put on ice.
In 2016, Senator McConnell said, give them a voice. Now he says, don't give them a voice. It is a shameless, self-serving, venal reversal.
Durbin's opponent in the fall election is Republican Mark Curran. He says he would vote for Barrett if he was in office. During a recent town hall meeting with the Tazewell County GOP, Curran says that Barrett's Catholic faith is on trial.
The world that they want you to live in is you get to have a job, or you get to have practice your faith, but you don't get both.
Special coverage of the Barrett confirmation hearings will continue today at 8 on this public radio station. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County man in his 90s is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related death. The region's death toll stands at 104. The Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is working to highlight Black-owned businesses, and District 150 high schoolers will learn about noteworthy LGBTQ figures in U.S. history starting next spring. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. As COVID-19 restrictions have eased, consumer spending in the Peoria area has started to increase, but the hospitality industry continues to struggle. Chris Setti is the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. He tells reporter Joe Deacon that although there is still some general weakness in the economy, there are also signs of improvement.
We've actually seen an uptick in jobs, and if you look at employment numbers, we actually have more people reporting that they're employed in August of 2020 than did in March of 2020. The unemployment numbers can be a bit of a false flag, and I don't ever look at the unemployment rate as being terribly indicative of economic strength or weakness. And even the employed numbers can be a little bit false, because all you have to do is work for a couple of hours a week in order to be called employed. We still see between August of 2019 and August of 2020, 9,000 less jobs in the hospitality and leisure industry. So that's generally your restaurants and your hotels and your entertainment venues. And that's still problematic. But I think we are rebounding, which is good. Our economy across the nation is really driven by consumer spending. And we've seen some uptick in consumer spending here in the region.
You mentioned unemployment, particularly with the hospitality and leisure industry. What concerns arise from the possibility that maybe some of these jobs never come back?
There's a very real possibility that many of the smaller businesses in that hospitality space, or even frankly, even larger businesses, are not going to make it. The restaurant business is a tough business, period, right? Under normal circumstances. It's a very tough business when, even if there aren't regulations that are preventing you from operating at full capacity, the fact that less people are choosing to dine out, to choosing to entertain themselves in the ways that we did maybe in February or last December, that we are now, So it's a real struggle for our restaurant community and our entertainment community is how they continue to move forward. And some of them they've had to adapt. But I do think it's something that we have to really be concerned about.
How important is workforce development to getting the economy fully turned around?
It's critical. I mean, it's the most crucial thing we can do is how do we get people that don't have the credentials or the certifications or the degrees that are required for the jobs that are available in this community and will be available in this community. It is absolutely imperative that that's one of our focuses. The traditional educational model of you can get your certificate in a year and a half or 2 years doesn't do a lot of good to somebody who's unemployed right now. So how do you develop more what would be called like earn and learn programs where people who can kind of get on the job training, because that's the sort of flexibility that's going to be needed.
As you continue to monitor data and economic indicators, what's your outlook or expectations for the next months ahead?
It will be interesting to see what the holiday season brings around consumer spending.
That was Chris Setti of the Greater Peoria EDC talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, today you're listening during the Fall Fun Drive. So if you've made On Deck part of your morning routine, now is the time to financially support it. That's what David Spellman of Peoria did. Here's what he told me about why he listens to On Deck every day and decided to contribute to WCBU.
If you're on the fence about contributing to WCBU and you have the means to do so, I would say that now more than ever, it's important to support local and factual information that's freely and widely available. In my view, local reporting has really taken a hit just due to societal shifts in recent decades. And it's hugely important right now to support this local reporting that we see. And I'm afraid that that's going away. So I want to support.
Be like David and support On Deck and all the other programs you rely on. Contribute today at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.